From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The war of words between Russia and Turkey over the downing of a Russian warplane continues, with the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warning Moscow not to play with fire, in his words. Russia reacted angrily, threatening ties between the two countries on opposite sides in the Syrian war and raising fears of a wider international conflict. French President François Hollande vowed Friday to crush the army of fanatics, as he described them, who carried out this month's deadly terror attacks in Paris. Meantime, France's neighbor Britain is also confronting the terrorist threat. VOA spoke with British Ambassador to the United States, Peter Westmacott, about the obstacles to preventing terror attacks like the events in Paris.
I think the point to remember when you're dealing with this kind of terrorist threat is that the bad guys have to get lucky just once, whereas the forces of goodness and truth, the forces for law and order, have to be vigilant and successful all the time if we are to stop any attacks. So, of course, after an event like this, everybody immediately looks at the intelligence and the traces they left behind to see what more we can learn about who they were, where they came from, who tasked them, and what further risks and threats there might be.
It's been 2 weeks since the team of Islamic State militants swept through Paris, setting off their suicide vest and opening fire on innocent victims in several locations, at least 130 people killed, over 300 wounded. Pope Francis has praised Uganda for its response to refugees in the second leg of his African tour. Of 500,000 refugees in Uganda, many from the Democratic Republic of Congo and South Sudan. This is VOA News.